Costa Rica. Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time is now 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time on this Wednesday. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOA Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line City Solid Waste Supervisor, Keith Senn.
Keith, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and yourself?
Good.
Doing good. So are you ready to rock and roll with free landfill days?
Well, yeah, we're trying to get prepared for that. It's pretty busy on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. It's busy on the weekends without free landfill days, but let's just sprinkle in some freeness out there at the landfill. So, Keith, when do things start, and exactly how do free landfill days work?
Okay, we'll start at 8 a.m. This coming Saturday, April 27th, and the event runs through Sunday, May 5th at 5 o'clock. We'll end. We're open 7 days a week, so just if you can come in during the week, that'd be the best bet.
Yeah.
And we allow one trip, 1,000 pounds is free of charge, and anything over that is charged at a normal rate.
Gotcha. You mentioned here the goal to get you here during the week. How busy does it get say on the weekends versus during the week? I'm not asking you to reveal any stats, but just how significantly different is the traffic for the weekend versus regular portions of the week?
If you come in on the weekend, you can expect a good waiting period. So we ask for your patience. We get extra staff out there to try to get people through a system and unloading and different things like that, but there'll be some waiting time on the weekends. There are long lines on occasion.
Yeah, it does get that way on the weekends. 8 to 5 are your transfer station hours Monday through Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday. So free landfill days, what do we need? Anything we need to present to the transfer station gate attendant, Keith?
Yeah, if you'll bring a copy of your April light electric bill, that'll get you through.
Easy enough.
If you're doing it digitally and you've got it on your phone, we'll take that as well.
Keith, is there anything really that is specifically different from this round here of free landfill days versus the recent past?
No. We set the rules up here just a few years ago through the commission, and we just they changed some things from one trip to two, or two trips to one trip, and a weight limit and vehicle size. Other than that, it's pretty much the same.
So what's the vehicle size restrictions? What are the regulations there?
You know, we're looking for passenger cars, light trucks, and trailers. Before, we got a lot of big trucks, dump trucks and grain trucks and different things like that, and it was very hard to handle.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, 1,000 pounds the limit. Any other restrictions other than vehicle size we're looking at, tires, that sort of thing? That's not a part of the freeness, right?
That's correct. Tires and appliances are charged at a normal rate, at least the appliances that contain refrigerant. And we'd urge you to go over to the scrap metal folks and get a little money for your white goods that have refrigerant, rather than paying us. They can pay you.
Yeah,
there you have it, Keith. When you look at this, what is the from your perspective, kind of the benefits here for the city? Because obviously this is a huge benefit here for the residents of Emporia, Lyon County, to take advantage of something like this for a week plus. But what's the benefit here for the city to have this type of event and this type of traffic here at the transfer station?
Well, I don't think there's a benefit to the traffic. We just try to handle it as best and as safely as we can. As far as the benefit to the city, you know, it gives folks a chance to, everybody's guilty of throwing stuff off to the side and maybe thinking they'll take care of it later. This is their opportunity to do that, and whether it's in the county or in the city, it helps keep the city cleaner and less litter and that kind of thing, I think.
All right, so the window opens up this Saturday, April 27th, and goes until May the 5th. That's one free trip to the landfill. This is residents of Lyon and Chase County, right, Keith?
That's correct.
All right, so it's up to 1,000 pounds will be free, and then anything over that, the normal rate will be set, but make sure you have your latest utility bill to present at the gate to get you in for your free trip at the City of Emporia, Lyon County Transfer Station at 3100 West South Avenue. Anything else we need to add on here, Keith?
I would just remind everybody to secure their loads so nothing escapes from your vehicles or trailers, because there is a penalty fee for that, unfortunately. But we're trying to keep our roads clean. So if you just tarp it or tie it down or whatever to secure to keep from blowing out, that would be what we want there.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Keith, we will be seeing you for free landfill days here coming soon, and really appreciate your time and appreciate the reminders on how it's supposed to go.
Thanks, okay.
Keith. Thanks, Keith.
All right. Thank you.
Keith Sen, free landfill days coming up here this weekend. Keith joins us. A little preview there. Keith is the city solid waste supervisor. Free landfill days begin this Saturday, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, we've got one more interview here today, at least this morning anyways, with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan with his biweekly update coming up here in just about 5 minutes or so. Tomorrow we've got the ESU Buzz at 8:20, and then we'll also have the Newsmaker 2 going to 8:40, getting an introduction with Little Lions Administrator Serena Jeffrey, talking about goals and objectives now that she's on board.
Yeah, Little Lions Daycare. It'd be interesting to hear from Serena. Good to have her in, and you'll have a chance to meet her along with us tomorrow at KVOE. And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Good morning. It's 836.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Transportation Department rolling out a new rule ordering air